This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy 3. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people. Real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I was just reading an article before I came online here that would be perfect for a Mossad Minute. Perhaps we'll get to that. We like to do a segment called the Mossad Minute every once in a while to highlight the happenings of that criminal rogue intelligence, and I use that word lightly, agency that's, very busy. Very, very busy. 9/11 wasn't the only one of their accomplishments. Now the Hamas is being set up by the Mossad through websites set to lure people from Gaza. The Gaza Interior Ministry claims mystery website offering Israeli humanitarian and financial aid is a Mossad ploy. Surprise, surprise. You know what else is a Mossad ploy? Or if not the Mossad, it's definitely set up by the ADL or one of these other groups. Jewrat.com or Big Nose Whatever Jew.com. That's right. There was an article that came out a while ago that exposed some of these inflammatory sites as sites owned by the ADL themselves. And you might ask, well, why would they want to own a site of this nature? Why would they own a site like that? Because you know why, folks? Bigots inflate their causes. They thrive off of people who want to generalize and not name names and call a spade a spade. Anyways, I won't spend any more time on that stuff. Let's get to our guest for tonight. Kyle Hunt now joins us. He's been involved with the alternative media since 2009 with new ideas on blogs, films, and radio. He's currently doing a show called Blitzkrieg Broadcast every Monday night. You can check it out at Renegade Broadcasting. Though he will always be interested in history, esoteric issues, and the spiritual world. That's when I first saw Kyle's work on. These days, Kyle often struggles in the political realms and is currently fighting against the planned genocide of his race. Is that the human race? I'll have to ask him about that. Needless to say, this is considered a controversial position to take, but Kyle thinks the issue is of the utmost importance. And without further ado, I'll bring Kyle on. Hi, Kyle. How are you tonight?
Hi, Bob. Good to talk with you, and thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you giving me this exposure to talk about the issues I feel are important. And just wanted to say that I applaud you for doing quite a few things. Back on Oracle, you did that show about the Holocaust, where you went through and talked about how the numbers are definitely inflated and that there's a lot more to that story. But more importantly, Bob, I want to say congratulations about your son, and also thank you for not circumcising him in that ritual, because I'm going to be honest here, Bob. I was genitally mutilated when I was born in the Sikh society, and well, I don't really appreciate it. So to have people out there who are conscious of what a child might feel and how this could have negative repercussions upon his future, well, it's great, because we do need people to start, well, how about this, to stop ritually mutilating children's genitals.
I couldn't agree more, and it's a topic that I'm passionate about, because it is the initial trauma-based mind control that we're doing to the most precious, most innocent lives. And it's not just for Jews. You know, the ritual that perhaps began with the Old Testament and whatnot is now being applied for most people in the United States and Israel alike, and the rest of the world, countries in South America and elsewhere. They seem to have caught on that this is barbaric and not necessary. If you want to make the argument that it's needed for hygienic reasons, well, I can debunk that in about 2 seconds. That's not an issue. All you got to do is clean it properly. And no matter how much pressure I got, I felt very strongly that I wasn't going to do that to my son. And we didn't have much of a choice when we were that age, but we can at least break that cycle. And I tell you, Kyle, my Jewish parents, they weren't saying, oh, Bob, oy vey, you got to circumcise your son because it's Judaism. No, they're pretty secular, so they don't do that in general for anything. They don't even go to temple. But the bottom line is what they told me was absolutely shocking. What they said was, what are you going to do when he sees yours and he wonders why it's not the same? And I said, what? What does it matter? What kind of ridiculous logic is that? That because I was mutilated, because I was set to endure that trauma, I should repeat that to my son so that we look the same? If I was missing a leg from combat, or if I had tattoos all over my body, should I give my son tattoos and chop off his leg because he wants they want him to look the same? So, yeah, that was a battle that I was able to defeat in very little time. And after all, I'm the parent, so they got to choose to mutilate me. And I guess part of them trying to impose the idea of doing it to my son was, if I don't do it to my son, well, that implies that they did something wrong. And they did. They did. And most parents make that mistake, and it's unfortunate because, as you know, trauma has an effect on the brain where it creates a schism, and it will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Well, it's amazing that there are activists in this country who will be so concerned about the genital mutilation of African girls, because they basically have female circumcision.
Right,
over
exactly,
there.
Yeah.
But they don't question the genital mutilation of all of their boys, and just what kind of effect is this having upon our societies? Think about all of the rape as well that goes on. Perhaps this has something to do with it. And also, I would like to get into this topic of rape as it relates to race in a little bit, and just talk about the demographic changes going on in the world. But Bob, this issue of circumcision is just such an important one. But a lot of people, whether they're Jews or Gentiles these days, they just have been so enslaved to this system that they don't even question it. It's not even a thought in their heads, the suffering that will go on with their children. And if they look into the information, there's been no proven medical benefit to this sick, disgusting procedure.
And if you want to highlight some of the perverted practices with some of the rituals involved, namely with some rabbis, and by the way, I've been to a few bris, I hate to admit it, but I've been to them, and I tell you, I've never seen a rabbi actually do this, but from what I read, it does exist. Some of the ultra-Orthodox Jewish people out there practice this, where they'll actually suck the shmagegi. And I know this is gross and disgusting, and I hate to even hear those words come out of my mouth, but these are the practices that are barbaric, they're ancient, and they're still being emulated today by brainwashed sheeple.
Well, I think that practice is called Metzitza Pebe. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but Yeah, that one's gotten some coverage in the media just because of the babies who have died after contracting STDs, herpes or something, from the rabbi who was performing.
Maybe that's why they want to give the vaccines for herpes when they're newborns.
Yeah, could be.
I see no other reason to think that we're giving newborns a vaccine for herpes. They haven't been sleeping with multiple partners, obviously. They haven't been shooting drugs up their arms. It's kind of crazy, but
They load them up with all sorts of vaccines because it's very profitable. The whole thing's an industry, Bob. You've got these foreskins and other medical waste, as they call it, going towards profitable operations. Foreskins are being used in skin creams and things.
The placenta, they take all sorts of parts. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's, in my eyes, used for satanic, ritualistic purposes as well. All right, we got to take a quick break. Back.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
talking with Kyle Hunt. One of the things we'll get into is something he highlights in his bio that I read to you earlier. What he considers to be the planned genocide of his race, which I'll have to ask him about. Because in my mind, there certainly is a planned genocide of the human race. And eugenics does go after certain ethnicities or races, however you want to put it, I would imagine. But in my eyes, the Goyim are the Goyim, no matter which way you slice it, whether they're of the Ashkenazi background or they're of the black background or if they're of the white background. But we'll get into that in just a moment. But Kyle, you know, I saw something you did a while back that I just want to pick up on briefly because we've talked a lot about this on the show. And you've done a fair bit of research on transhumanism. Is that something you're still interested in?
I think it is interesting for sure. And more and more when we see this kind of technology that's being brought forth from, you know, Google, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, interestingly enough, of course, of the Jewish background there. But these guys are putting forth things like Google Glass, and more they're going to try to integrate this technology into our daily lives in any way they can. It's going to, what they really want is a heads-up display, a HUD, H-U-D, interesting HUD housing, housing and urban development, never mind. But the they want this heads-up display so you're always living in something of a virtual world. And already as it stands with all these smartphones that everybody's carrying and always glued to, it's very disturbing going out into the real world and seeing everybody in the virtual world. They're not paying attention to what's going on around them. They're all engrossed in texting and browsing. And it's a very sick and alienated society the way I
see. Do you see that as a trap for activists?
I do think that perhaps because we're so focused on online activism that we don't necessarily bring it out into the real world enough. And I do think that viewpoints that we think are too radical to be discussed in real life aren't really that way at all. And once one or two people actually start talking about it, then others feel comfortable enough to say what they actually think. And when you get this starting to happen, it's kind of like when everybody on the highway is going 85 in a 60. They can't pull everybody over, if you get what I'm saying. And so the more and more you kind of push the boundaries, the more and more other people feel comfortable to do the same.
Right. Yeah, I've been reading about the 2045 campaign. And it's pretty far out, man. And I think that the powers that shouldn't be, they're trying to hold on because they consider themselves to be gods. And the only limitation they have is that they can't live forever. And that's a real problem. Oh, what's wrong, little guy? The son just came in to interrupt the show and he started coughing. He just got over a cold. His first cold. Can you believe that?
The son?
Not
bad. Where are you, Bob? Where do you live now?
What do you mean, where do I live? The son. As in my son, not the son.
Oh, well, I thought you said the son came in to wake up your son. Oh, okay, I got you.
No. Came,
I thought you were
he came in to interrupt the show.
Now.
I turned around and all of a sudden he was behind me. So anyway,
I got you. Yeah, but,
I digress.
The technological dystopic future that's in store for us is something that is very disgusting to me. I am actually something of well, I'm definitely a pagan or a heathen in other people's viewpoints, but I'm somebody who thinks that this technology, it has its advantages, but what we really need to be doing is getting back to the soil. We need to be really in touch with the land, and I know you cover gardening and things like that, but people need to start becoming more independent in terms of where they're getting their food from, because that's one of the areas that this technological advancement has really destroyed through companies like Monsanto, which is one of the biggest, you know, the inventors of Agent Orange. And Bob, from the beginning up until now, it's been a Jewish-founded and Jewish-run company, but that rarely gets mentioned, you know, in terms of different sites out there who are ranting against Monsanto. it does seem to be part of a larger Jewish cabal of sorts. And I'm not saying that this is every Jew, Bob. You know that because, well, think about how many Jews are being circumcised. To me, it seems like Jews are just kind of the chosen slaves in many regards to carry out this very unsavory agenda. But yes, mm-hmm. Monsanto, that company, is part of this technological pollution of our food. And this is playing a part in this transhumanist agenda as well. Because think about how many of these people who are stuck to the computers all day are eating all the junk food, all the Monsanto food, and just getting absolutely obese. And eventually they won't even be able to walk outside, and they're not going to be walking around the supermarkets either. They're going to be using their scooter to go around Walmart picking up Tombstone pizzas, you know? It's a dependence upon technology at every single level instead of being independent and being healthy.
What happens when the grid goes down? What are these people going to do? I mean,
zombies, Bob. I think they're going to be roasting people alive. If people can't get their meat, you know, if KFC is not open, the Pizza Hut's not there, if the McDonald's, Wendy's, all this crap, if people can't get their fix for this toxic meat, what are they going to do? I don't know. It's a scary thought. So that's actually why I'm not convinced that, a shutdown of a complete shutdown of the government and of society going into chaos is actually all that great of a thing. I think we actually need to be planning for some kind of transfer of power to take place, because unless we get the people who are in power right now out of power, we're all doomed. Most people on this planet, well, I think, are absolutely doomed. Even honestly, I do think that it's going to turn to absolute into a hellhole if they have their way. But also, yeah, if they're taken out of power and there's nothing else there to replace what they have, because so many people have become dependent upon them, it would be absolute chaos as well. So there's got to be kind of the third option there, which is that some more benevolent force actually starts to restore order to this world.
Sure. Since we mentioned the grid just a moment ago, an attack today ravages the power grid. Well, it was just a test, of course. In windowless rooms from here to California, nearly 10,000 electrical engineers, cybersecurity specialists, utility executives, and FBI agents furiously grappled over 48 hours with an unseen enemy who tried to turn out the lights across America. No, this isn't the television show Revolution. This was a drill that was running today. Nothing came of it. There was no false flag. I know there was a lot of fear porn circulating that, oh no, this is going to be the big one. Thank goodness, knock on wood, that did not happen. But it certainly was an interesting event, and perhaps they're getting ready for something. They say that the enemy injected computer viruses into the grid. Maybe that computer virus was something like Stuxnet, you think, Kyle?
Yeah, it could be. They've been predicting this kind of thing for a while, or at least had the predictive programming, like a snake at the end of Escape from L.A. shuts down the whole power grid. 24, an EMC.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, we're going to open up the phone line sooner rather than later at 800-313-9443. And we'll definitely get to those calls. Probably next hour I want to give a chance to allow our guests to really break things down and give us his perspective, even if we don't agree. That's kind of the beauty of hosting a show, a radio show, is you can have different people on and present different views and put it out there for people to make up their own minds, and that's what I do with the show on a regular basis. Kyle, I guess the heart of what you'd like to talk about these days, and correct me if I'm wrong, is what you call the planned genocide of your race. What is your race, first of all?
Well, largely, my race would be considered the white race. Myself, of Celtic, Anglo-Saxon, Teutonic lineage, and as you might know, this has been hated on for quite some time. Even just having a slight tinge of red hair, Bob. Think about this: who's the group that it's openly acceptable for you to make disparaging remarks about? Gingers, right?
I don't know that completely... it's okay to make fun of gingers. I have plenty of friends over here, and I don't consider that to be cool.
Well, they do. They have media that is acceptable on mainstream with this type of idea. Sometimes, even just think about the phrase beaten like a redheaded stepchild. But then you go on with how Germans have been portrayed in the media, or all the different movie villains where they have blonde hair. It's really the Aryan supervillain that you're always seeing. And just think about how many times growing up, blonde people or blonde women especially heard, blondes are dumb. Blondes are dumb, hammered into their heads time and again. And then you have people like Paris Hilton trying to make it seem cool to be a dumb blonde as well. This obviously isn't the real nature of what means to be blonde. Blondes aren't inherently dumb at all. In fact, they're quite intelligent. But this goes along with the whole demoralization agenda against the white race, this heaping on of white guilt for things that, honestly, most of their ancestors didn't even do in the first place. In terms of what happened here in America, a vast majority, a huge majority of the white people, they never had any ancestors that were involved in the slave trade whatsoever. But there were quite a few Jews who did own huge operations in terms of shipping the Africans over to the United States and then enslaving them on plantations. But the thing that's often covered up as well is that this happened on a large scale to white people as well. There is a hidden history of white slavery that's well documented if anybody actually wants to go out there and look into it. And this happened all over the globe as well. It wasn't just here in America. And oftentimes it's kind of covered up as indentured servants. And yes, there was a bit of a difference between indentured servants and slaves, but whites were slaves as well. And the thing with indentured servants is that because their time was going to be up, it wasn't a lifelong investment, they were actually used more harshly, kind of like a car that you were leasing because you didn't have any kind of long-term relationship to it. You didn't care what happened to it after you were done with it. They were actually treated far worse, and white slaves, particularly Irish slaves, were often less valuable. They were traded for less.
The Chinese slaves or indentured servants.
Well, people have been enslaved all around the globe. All around the globe.
And then one of the things I think people forget is that there was plenty of black-on-black slavery throughout Africa.
And
that's something to pay attention to. Yeah, I don't disagree with you as far as any of what you just said is concerned. I want to talk about the idea of a white state for a moment, okay? Are you a fan of having a white state, a state of just your people, and supremacist white state?
Well, I wouldn't call it supremacist, Bob. Why would it need to be supremacist? If it was just white people, they wouldn't be supreme over anybody. It would just be them and themselves. They wouldn't be lording over anybody. There couldn't be any racism in that state either, because there'd be nobody to be racist towards.
So you're a fan of a white state, correct?
I'm not saying that the entirety of the United States needs to be completely white. At one point, it primarily was a white country, but I do think that Europe needs to expel all of the invaders that are coming into its land every single day, and the United States should probably have a more sensible policy towards immigration than saying everybody who's here now gets to become a citizen. This whole amnesty talk that these people are in agreement on both sides of the aisle, it's disgusting, especially when you have record unemployment. And this will affect all Americans, Bob, not just the white Americans who have been affected by affirmative action, which is reverse racism. This will affect everybody. The black people don't want this either, because this undercuts whatever jobs that they're able to get as well. So this is something that is just a stupid national policy. But if you actually had a nationalist, and not necessarily just a white nationalist government, but a nationalist government in place, you wouldn't have this as some kind of policy. You'd actually consider defending the homeland
meaning defending your own borders, instead of the borders of Pakistan, the borders of Afghanistan, the opium trade in Afghanistan. You'd actually want to make sure that your society was safe and secure. And a lot of the people who are crossing the border, Bob, they're illegals, yes, but they're also criminals in other ways, violent gang members that they're shipping these guns down to through Operation Fast and the Furious. This is a very bad idea. And when this is being introduced into the American communities, all of this new influx, especially when they're being subsidized, when they're given all the taxpayer money to be able to have large families, to be able to get all these government benefits, this is really dispossessing the white people who are here. And when you actually look at what genocide is, the UN definition, what's taking place in European lands and in America and in Australia and other places mm-hmm. where white people once formed a majority is technically, under the UN definition,
sure.
genocide.
It's genocide. I agree. And we've heard about, of course, the Holocaust a million times. There's 10 billion films and pieces and books that have turned out to be fake later on about that, but you don't hear about the Holodomor. So I'm with you on that. But here's where I think we differ a bit. I don't know how much you've heard me talk about my views on Israel. I don't agree with it. I think it's a rogue criminal state. I don't think that it had any right to go to that geographic location. Of course, they considered a spot in South America, I believe, at some point. And I think that that Jewish supremacist state is criminal and is destructive and should not be having so much influence throughout the world. Would you agree with that statement?
I would.
So why, then, do you support a white state? How does that differ?
Well, Bob, I don't necessarily think that there shouldn't be a Jewish state. Of course, there was Madagascar.
I do. I think there should not be. I don't think we should have a state. Go ahead.
About Jews, though, Bob, they've been able to maintain their lineages over the years, even without having a state. But throughout the diaspora. But white people, especially with the kind of programming that they have, where they're meant to feel guilty of being white, and they're meant to think that the greatest thing that they can do is mix with other races. That's the programming that's being put forth at every single level, is this race mixing program, Bob, where it's white women with black men, or even white men with black women,
or Mexican
women.
Why do you have a problem with that? I have no problem with people,
yeah, that's the
if
end
they
of my
still
race,
choose
Bob.
To keeping the purity of their race, if that's what they want, if they want to marry. I mean, they can marry somebody of their race equally as much as another race. Why do you personally have a problem with that?
We can't maintain the white people because we don't have the same kind of ethnic and religious identity.
Well, you can personally, your group of listeners and viewers, they can. Not everybody chooses to do so. For instance, I didn't choose to marry a Jewish woman. I married a shiksa, which is the term in Yiddish. And I have no problem with that. I don't think that I should have any responsibility to try to keep the purity of my Jewish blood or whatever stupid stuff.
Well, Bob, what the problem is that if we're not allowed to maintain the absolute necessity for the survival of our people, that's absolutely genocide.
You're allowed to. People,
I will
grant you that people have been deterred from that because of propaganda, you might argue, or whatever. But you, at the end of the day, are allowed to, just like I was allowed to choose to marry somebody of not that Judaism is a race, so I'll get away from all of that. But the point is, I was able to choose who I married and had a child with.
Well, I guess we can talk about this in the last segment, huh?
All right, yeah, we'll keep on going. And then next hour, if you want to hang, we'll take some calls as well. Stand by. We'll come right back and jump right back.
Show. That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent,
If you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Are you coming back? All right, welcome back. Talk to Kyle Hunt. And Kyle is offering a different perspective, which I'm more than happy to discuss and learn from. Doesn't mean I agree with all of it, but heck, you know, we don't have to agree with everything that we say. I'm sure many of times he or his listeners might tune in and say, "Hey, Bob, what the hell are you talking about?" And of course, there's the group called Jews Against Zionism of Hasidic Jews mostly, who disagree with the state of Israel, and I sure as hell agree with some of their sentiment. And so let me shut up here, Kyle, and I'll let you break down your arguments as to, you know, why you think that white genocide is such an important topic that's not getting coverage from, I guess, the alternative media and mainstream media alike. And whatever else you want to get into, I don't know where we left off exactly, but the floor is yours.
Well, Bob, let's talk,
Let's talk about what's going on in Europe right now. Tens of millions of Arab people and Muslim people are flooding into these countries, many of them claiming refugee status, and many of them having, I guess, a legitimate reason to be considered refugees, in that there are wars being waged in the Middle East for Zionist interests, Jewish interests here in America, who are displacing these people, making their countries absolute hellholes. And so this is kind of a multi-pronged agenda. And then what they do is they bring all of these people from these war-torn countries into European lands and force the people who are living there beforehand to tolerate them. And oftentimes these foreign people who don't speak the language, who don't know anything about the culture, who don't look anything like them, they're hostile towards the host nations. The amount of rape that is going on in places like Sweden is absolutely astonishing, where it's about one in four Swedish women has the chance of being raped in their own lands, and it's almost 100% of the time that the rapist is not a Swedish man. It's these Muslims flooding into their countries. They shouldn't be forced to pay for these people. They shouldn't be forced to tolerate. You know, that's one of the big buzzwords, to tolerate them in their countries for the sake of diversity. And you look all over Europe, this is happening everywhere. I believe it's France, where the Muslim birth rate in France is 8.1 children per family on average, while at the same time, the French birth rate is 1.8 children per family. So that's 8.1 on the Muslim side and 1.8 on the French side. And oftentimes, the socialistic states are benefiting the people who don't even belong to the countries far more than the citizens themselves. And so this is very much a planned genocide, the way I see it, is that they are doing this because they're able to wield much, much more control over states that don't have some kind of homogeneity, that they don't have some kind of cohesiveness, where it's this multicultural mess that they're always promoting. And even here in the United States, when back before desegregation, there was so much less violence. But now, Bob, everybody's being affected by this black teen youth angst, which manifests itself, because of the rap culture and all of the white hatred that they have. It manifests itself in things like the knockout game and incredible brutality. The amount of black on white violence that goes on in this country is astonishing. If you actually
we see that emulated in the white communities as well. The concept of, hate to say this, but a wigger,
but they're not as violent. They're not as violent. They don't commit the same kinds of crimes and the brutality. I'm telling you, if you look at the crime,
how much of that has to do with race versus their economic standing? I mean,
it doesn't matter. We shouldn't be having to subject ourselves to it, Bob. We shouldn't have to be paying for them either to come and live in these communities and have as many children as they want.
We shouldn't be forced to pay any taxes and subsidize any form of this kind of thing. Not by the point of the gun from our government. And then the other thing I was going to bring up in reference to this is, from my understanding, as far as the rap culture is concerned, this was a ploy by the prison industrial complex to try to inject certain propaganda to target certain races and get them entrenched in the system.
I think that's definitely part of it. They're always going to be making profit off of whatever they can, but I think it also serves as a form of white genocide. And when people are scared, when their communities have been invaded because of things like housing and urban development, where they relocate black people to formerly white communities, and they're spending a lot of money to do this.
Yeah, but you know, Kyle, I don't see this as a race thing. These are just people that happen to be marginalized because of race. But I think there's nothing inherent that they're not born black and therefore by default,
why can't they take
this
a
kind of person?
They should be allowed to live in communities where it's all black, or if they want to have white people, the either they're self-hating whites or they're
whites who just want to save everybody but their own people. If those whites want to live with them in a multicultural part of the world, part of the country, I think that's all right, Bob. If blacks want to just live around blacks, and they do in certain areas, I think that's all right. You've got Chinatown all over, but if you try to set up White Town, come on, Bob, what happens? They swarm on you like vultures.
There's plenty of White Towns, Kyle.
But they're being decimated every single day, Bob. We've got housing and urban development that's spending billions to make sure that there are no more white communities. They're trying to meet certain quotas, certain percentages of non-whites. This, of course, encourages the race mixing, especially with all the propaganda that's put in there.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with any of that bureaucratic intervention. I don't agree with that. But, you know, I think ultimately people do choose to live in their own communities. And a lot of times that has to do with economic standards and nothing to do with race.
Why did we have to go in there with this whole desegregation and bus black students into white schools? I understand that you're saying they don't have as many advantages, but here in America, Bob, the black people have far more advantages. They're very advantaged, to be honest, especially with all this affirmative action.
I don't agree with the affirmative action. I think that even complicates things and makes it harder in the long run for these people, for people in general. These people. Did I really just say these people? Jeez. Anyways, yeah, I'm just not as fascinated about race as you are. I don't think it's, and maybe that's because of my background, but I think I'm more concerned about the handlers, about the powers that shouldn't be, about the Federal Reserve and these other entities that are manipulating things from up above, and of course it has a trickle-down effect.
Well, let's be honest about this, Bob. There are a lot of Shabbos goy, a lot of who I consider to be traitors of my race, who have turned their back on their people, who decide to live in massive mansions, walled away, gated away from all of the crap that they have given to everybody else. And it's the big business, Bob, that's pushing so hard for this immigration. The fast food industry is one of the big people lobbying behind amnesty for everybody right now. They want to bring us down to slave labor status. And I'm telling you, if you're concerned about everybody out there, you should be concerned about what happens to white people, because white people are one of the big glues of what keeps civilization together and keeps it from falling into absolute barbarity. At least that's the way I see it, and all right. I've seen it in places like Rhodesia and South Africa. And what happens there when blacks get what they call black power? They're allowed to have black power, Bob. But whites can't have white power without being completely racist.
I've interviewed what's his name now? The former Black Panther. And we came on the air and we used the N-word to show that all these, you know, perceived notions of black power have been, you know, taken out of context, and the Black Panthers have been exploited and they've changed their leadership. And Larry Pickney, that's who I was trying to think of. Anyways, Kyle, we'll leave it at that for now, because we're fastly approaching the end of this hour. And next hour, if you'll hang out with me for a bit longer, we'll come back, we'll talk about this stuff some more, we'll get into whatever else you have on your mind, and we'll take phone calls, which I'm a little afraid to do, because we are on some FM affiliates and AM affiliates, and I hope that your base, if they want to call in, will respect the regulations as far as that's concerned. Not for my sake, but for our affiliate's sake, and so that we can present these discussions to a wider audience. So 800-313-9443 if you want to jump on board next hour with any phone calls. That's how to join us. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Manny.
With finance.